Off Her Meds podcast, where you can get your weekly dose of delusion. This is the unfiltered group chat you didn't know you needed. Hosted by girls who've seen it all, done it all, we dive into the messy middle of dating, the highs and lows of being that girl, and the chaos that comes with living your best and worst life. From situationships to self-love, red flags to late-night spirals, nothing's off-limits. Pour the wine, grab your bestie, and let's talk about it.
Here with Marianne and...
Mackenzie.
I'm single.
I'm married.
I have almost been married twice. Okay, so we'll be talking about dating, marriage, almost marriages, breakups, situationships, red flags, underrated and overrated things that guys do, all things. So we will start with hot takes, underrated. A guy who actually plans. I feel like this is such an underrated topic.
It's definitely underrated. I think it goes unnoticed until it doesn't happen, or like,
yes,
unappreciated. So people that have somebody that plans things don't realize how great it is until you, yes, have someone that doesn't.
Yes. I feel like if a guy were to plan a full-on evening, then he would definitely get laid at the end of the evening.
For sure.
A guy who's like, what do you want to do? And you're like, well, I wanted to get laid, but that's not happening. Realistically, a plan is a huge thing in really every aspect of life. I'm a planner. You're a planner.
But even if it's just a simple plan, it doesn't have to be extravagant. Even just like...
Yeah, like let's go on a drive to go...
Choosing where you're eating.
Yeah.
And yeah. What time.
Yeah. Yeah. We need the time. We need to know the time.
Time is important. I need to know when I need to be ready. I need to know. I need to plan my day around it.
Yeah.
I plan everything, and so I need to plan around your plan.
Totally. And it's way more attractive if they have a plan and they're ready to go. And I think, like, even if I don't know what the plan is, but knowing that they have a plan, I'd be down.
Yeah, I'm definitely, if I'm going to go with the flow, that is, like, the only way I'm going to go with the flow is if I know they have something planned versus, like, getting somewhere and then being like, hey, what do you want to do? Because then you waste your time and it feels awkward.
100%. Totally agree. But then, like, the little things of, like, doing the dishes. I want to do the dishes. The best movie ever made, The Breakup.
It's not about the lemons.
It's not about the lemons. What are you going to do with 12 lemons? It's the little things from day to day that really add up. And then if they make a plan on top of that, for sure, getting laid.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, oh, 1,000%. Like, no... isn't on the table. Mm-mm. That doesn't happen very often. Honestly, if she's a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Well, I feel like the little things, even if it's just stopping and grabbing a soda or something for,
yes,
you on the way home.
Yes.
It just makes you feel like, oh, they thought about me. And then,
yes,
one thing leads to another.
Yeah. I remember there was a guy, the guy that I was engaged to, who... when we first started dating, actually, I don't even know if we were dating, but he remembered that I liked the vanilla Coca-Cola. That's what I was obsessed with. And so I remember we went to Maverick, and he came out, and he was getting gas, and he went inside to go get something, and he came out, and he handed me a bottle of the Coca-Cola vanilla, and I was like, oh my God, I think this is love.
This, like, is the one.
Yeah, this is the one. This might as well be the ring. A Coca-Cola vanilla, you remembered that? And I remember it just being this, just such a, you don't really get that often anymore.
Right.
You really don't.
When I think there's a small act of kindness or like a gesture, but it goes a long way because then they took the time to remember. They took the 2 extra seconds to grab it all in the gas station.
Right.
It's just,
right,
it's not all about them.
Exactly.
Waking up and having your favorite energy drink in the fridge.
Yeah.
Way to start the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Way better than me trying to wake up and just come out of my trance for my Ambien and trying to figure out how to make coffee if my coffee's already made for me. I mean, even with my last current situationship, whatever you want to call it, little things of, well, I know that you like this movie, or when we would get back to his house, he'd turn on what he knew what I would want to be watching, even though I know that he really probably actually had no interest in it. Like the Imagineering story of Disneyland. What male wants to watch that willingly? No one. Honestly, no one. Once they've seen it once and they're like, oh, the engineering part's cool, they're pretty much done with it. And mind you, we've already watched it together. So he put it on. Or hockey. Even the little league that we have here, he would turn on if the game was on. Just little things like that.
Yeah.
That made such a difference.
Because I think that's what happens is in the first, they do the little things to try to impress you and try to win you over. And then as time goes on, the little things get lost. And that's why relationships go downhill or lose their luster, because the little things that won you over in the first are no longer happening. So now it's what's keeping you satisfied.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. Another underrated one that I would say is the Irish exit. There's nothing I love more than leaving without telling anybody, because I'm not the let's go down the circle and give everyone a hug and say bye. I would rather just leave.
The Irish goodbye is my specialty. I think it's beautiful. I feel goodbyes are awkward.
Yes, they are. And especially the morning after.
No.
The Irish exit in the morning after.
I don't care if it's a walk of shame. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put my shoes on after I'm outside the door. Like,
I'll carry my clothes in my hand.
And
do you say good morning? Like, yeah. Do you bring up last night? Do you say, like, so what'd you think?
Yeah. Do you high five?
No, you get your shit, you walk out, and you maybe text them later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe. Well, they text you. You maybe will respond.
Mm-hmm. Depending on if enough time passed, I might text and be like, so, want to hang out again? Because we did it 5 days ago.
I'm in the area.
Irish goodbyes are so awesome because you just get out. I hate when you're with a chatty Kathy and they have to say goodbye to everybody and your goodbyes take 1 hour. I might as well have ordered another drink.
Yes, exactly. Or when you're like trying to get away from the guy at the bar and he won't let you leave. And so if you're like, okay, well, I'm leaving, or he sees you saying goodbye, then he randomly comes up with another drink. Well, I'm obviously going to take the drink. And so then I'm not leaving. And then once again, I have to go through the goodbye thing again. So the Irish goodbye kind of just like cancels
eliminates all that.
And you're just free to go.
Yes.
I also think it should be like an Irish hello, too. Like
you just show up.
Yeah, you just show up and then you leave. Like,
I don't know how to not just show up. I don't know how to walk into a room and not just like all of a sudden be there. Like, I'm definitely not walking in and being like friendly
like
to everybody.
Party, like
I'm not welcoming at all.
Like a missionary homecoming. Like,
no.
I'll stand out with a sign, welcome home from rehab.
Like, I might nod my head as I walk through the kitchen to get to the fridge. Like, I am just not. I'm not friendly. You can make our own hello. You don't like.
Yeah.
You just show up.
Yep.
You just open the door.
Yep.
You just walk in. You just start hanging out.
Yep. Yep. I agree. Hey, overrated? The talking stage. I think the talking stage is so overrated. Everyone always says that they love like the talking stages of dating. And I hate it.
Probably because you've done it a million
yeah.
times.
Like, I am so tired of like, well, what's your favorite color? I am done answering that question or asking that question. I don't really care. Like, what are your goals? What car do you drive? Do you own a house? Do you have a job? Any DUIs?
You don't ask those questions, and that's why you keep ending up in the situations you end up in, is because then you ask what their favorite color is and not what their criminal background looks like.
You know, I've really improved. I've really, really improved.
Barely.
Barely, barely. But we're on a river ride, and I don't know where my tube's at right now. it's connected to me, but I might be in a little bit of a whirlpool. Maybe upside down. My cooler is definitely, like, away from me. Like, I don't have a half a drink in my hand. It's not smooth sailing.
There's no oars to,
no,
like...
there's no oars. I don't even have flip-flops to use as an oar. We're just here. We're just going.
We're here for a long time. Not a good time.
Not a good time. But also, I feel like it backfires, too. And also, when you're in a talking stage, how many other talking stages are they in?
I feel like the talking stage is fine. I feel like it can't go on forever.
No.
But I feel like... I don't know. I guess I haven't done the talking stage in so long that I kind of have forgotten the pressure of it.
It feels like a lot.
I believe it feels like a lot. I get that. I do remember feeling like, what do I say? Should I respond? Am I responding too quickly? But that's because I'm an overthinker.
I feel like there's so many rules these days, too. Okay, when are you supposed to respond? When are you not supposed to respond? Are you supposed to like this? Do you not like it? If they don't like it, then what does that mean? There's so many avenues now that go along with the talking stage that just make it so chaotic.
I think I always struggled with, do I text first?
Right.
Because I get it that nobody wants to be the one that always texts first, but...
It's a nice little affirmation.
It is.
First text, that's underrated.
Yeah.
That's underrated.
But I think... in the talking stage, I don't know how I feel about leaving someone on read, but I also sometimes suck at carrying on conversation when it comes to texting. I am one that...
That's true. I can vouch for that. Even when I want to text back, she has gotten blocked for not responding. For a friend. Literally... blocked because he wanted her to respond within the business day, which I do agree with, but also I will just bomb her phone until she responds at this point.
I'm getting better. I'm working on it.
You are. You've gotten a lot better.
Doesn't help that my bedtime is like 8:30.
True. It's like an hour past your bedtime right now.
I just think I suck at the talking stage for that very reason, is that I'm like, oh shit, I haven't responded in 5 days. But
I used to really like texting until my last relationship, my engagement, when he was such a texter all the time. And then I felt like we really didn't have anything else to talk about because it was the same thing every day and it kind of became like mundane. I knew exactly what he was going to say next, basically. And it just kind of got, like, boring. And then it felt like a lot to have to respond. And then I started look forward to, with situationship, I looked forward to the phone calls.
Right.
We would text here and there. And I don't even know if you would call it talking stage. I don't even know. I don't really even know where we're at with that. But I feel
sometimes
like...
sometimes you're married.
Yeah. Depends where we're at, I guess. But I think phone calls, I feel like those are very underrated. Actual phone calls, FaceTimes, where you actually, we would talk on the phone for at minimum 4 hours and we would have something to talk about the entire time.
But I think that it's just different because with texting, there's way too much room for misinterpretation.
Mm-hmm.
You can read into it one way or they mean it another way and you read into it another way. And so there's so much room for error in communication. But I also feel that you can get distracted. And I think that's what happens with me is I'll text and then I set my phone down and move on with my life. But if you're on the phone with somebody, you're carrying on that conversation.
Yeah.
They have more of your attention.
Yeah.
And especially FaceTime.
Stay present.
Yeah. You're active, engaged versus you're multitasking and that can get... messy.
Yeah. It's not personal.
No, it's not personal.
Yeah.
I think texting is great when you have a quick message to send somebody. Oh my gosh, you have to call me. I have to tell you something. Or you're busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's times that it's appropriate, but if that's your only form of communication, then it's lame.
Yeah. I feel like this is how I know I'm getting older is because I'm more on the phone call side rather than the texting side. Through updates through the day, like a short little text, I'll call you in a bit. If I call and you don't answer or something like that, is totally fine with me. and then we'll talk later. Or even just like a photo of something that they saw that reminded them of you, or they wanted to share with you, or something, just little things during the day. That's not like a, hey, what are you doing today? Oh, nice. What are you doing today? Oh, nice. What'd you have for lunch? What'd you have for lunch?
Yeah.
Do you see the sun? How's the weather?
Yeah.
What's your favorite color? Like, we're back to that. And then it's just like, it's pointless to me.
I get that. I think that the other thing is with texting, one of the times I appreciate texts is when you call and they don't answer and then they text. Text me, do not voicemail.
Oh, yeah. My mom still leaves voicemails to this day, literally minutes long. And honestly, she'll always be like, do you get my voicemail? And I'm like, no, I deleted it right away.
And
like,
then I called you back.
Yeah, I called you back.
To see what you had to say.
Yes, exactly. Like, she's classic, like, love her.
Love
but
Susan.
She's classic for, hey, sweetie, this is mom. It's 9:40 on June 19th. I have a phone that tells me the exact time and day that you did call. That's great. But call me. I'll see that you called and I will call you back. It might take me a minute, but I will call you back. Or just shoot me a text, because a lot of the times it could just be summed up with a text message.
Right.
That's the time that I like a text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could this be a text message? Because
yeah.
There's times I think it's so much
Does
more.
Does this bring you joy? How much joy?
It's so much more efficient to call somebody and make a plan versus, hey, what time? Where are you? When are you going to be there? Text back. I can call you and
yes.
We can get this done in 5 seconds versus
yes.
a million texts.
Exactly.
But if I don't answer, you can simply text me and be like,
yes.
Do we have a minute? Call me or
yeah.
whatever.
100%.
Like checking in or I don't know, something.
I totally agree. Big romantic gestures. This one, super overrated for me because I do not like attention on myself at all. I, first proposal, it was just me and him, and I felt like that was a lot. Also, it was in the parking lot at the country club, and then he put dinner on my parents' tab up there, so there was that. I think that was a red flag, along with many others. We never made it to the altar. Second engagement, it was just my parents there. Granted, he did a great job with it, honestly. 10 out of 10, he did great. He did. He really did. He said all the right things. Yeah.
But
oh,
I think
yeah,
the
yeah.
thing with romantic gestures is there's a difference between a big romantic gesture where it's like attention seeking and when it's like a romantic gesture where it's just the two of us and there was a lot of thought put into it.
So we're back to the making a plan.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
But, so it could still be a romantic gesture that way. It's just weird when it's, let me put your face on the Megatron that says
yeah.
I want to kiss you.
Kiss cam, count me out. Absolutely
I would have
not.
Been way drunk to do a
Absolutely
kiss cam.
Absolutely not.
And I'd probably,
and
end up
probably
kissing
kiss
the wrong
person. Yeah, exactly. And I'll need tons of alcohol to get through it. And then it's not romantic anymore because I'll be passed out and won't eat the dinner that you cooked me. I won't get out of bed for 14 hours. Like, even when you bring me water, I'm going to probably push you away and say, no, I don't want water. And then I'm going to be really grateful when I wake up at 3 a.m. and chug it all. But I think a lot of girls really want big romantic gestures. And I think it's all for the gram.
Right. No, and I, that's when you know, I don't know. I sometimes feel those big romantic gestures are not genuine. It is for show. I would rather
yeah.
have it be a private thing that
yeah,
is
I'd
because
rather,
you care.
Yeah.
And then it's meaningful versus I did this to flex.
Yeah, exactly.
You have money or whatever
yes.
it is. Like,
yeah. I mean, I wouldn't turn down like a private helicopter tour or something.
Yeah, but it's
like,
private.
Yeah, exactly. Great. But it doesn't need to be big. It doesn't need to be expensive. If it is, great, as long as it's private. But I just want to be very clear, I would not turn it down unless it was public. Then I would have to say no. But honestly, the best romantic gesture would be buying your significant other and their best friend a trip to Disneyland. And they
Done.
Stay home.
Kentucky, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Kentucky Derby, Enfield, we are there, baby.
That's romantic.
The gauntlet, yeah. Let me run across the outhouse.
What do you
throw
mean?
A beer bottle at
what
me?
What do you mean we're going to Dallas Stars?
Yeah, we actually planned our connection to bounce NHL games.
Oh, that's a Post Malone concert? Great.
Yeah, great. Good. Great. I think another super overrated thing is always being the chill girl. Because if I'm very go with the flow, chill, I do like a plan. But I am very understanding. And if that gets kind of overdone a little bit, because people always just assume that you're going to understand and that you're going to be chill about it, so then you kind of almost get like taken advantage of in that way.
Yeah.
Like when plans change, or like, people just think that you're just going to be fine, or oh, I don't need to follow through with that because she'll be fine. When actually it's just the respect
Common
of being the chill girl. Even though if you're the chill girl, you still should like be respected.
Well, and I think what happens too is when you always say yes.
Because I have FOMO, so I'm really bad about that. I say yes to everything, and I'll have 35 plans in a day, and I'll make it to all of them. But then I crash out.
Well, no, but I even mean when you're being the yes man to your significant other, when they're like, oh, can I do this? Can I do that? And you always say yes. Then it's expected.
Yes.
And it's taken for granted.
Yes.
You should still be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I, because I'm the kind of person, I'm never going to be like, no, you can't do that. Unless it's intervening with something we already have planned. But
right.
Even then, I'm pretty understanding. But don't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yep. Appreciate that I'm like, yeah, go hang out with your buddies. Oh, you're going to go golf. Oh, you want to whatever.
Yeah, doing something.
Right. No, definitely. But I also think we have been caught in a situation so many times where we're the chill girl. And so we're the girl that hangs out with the dudes. And we're the rent-a-wives.
Yes. I literally am currently rent-a-wife. Current wife, future wife,
medical wife.
I'm wifey of the year. With
but then nobody actually wifey because they get the wifey-ness, and then they're like, "Oh, she's so cool. She's so chill." And then they're looking to date somebody else, and it's like, "What the fuck?"
And I'm like, "Wait, I signed no divorce papers."
I need credit cards for all
these. Yeah. We were doing really well at one point. We had credit cards from multiple guys, consensually. They knew that we had them. And we really should have taken advantage of that.
Yeah, we slept on that.
Yeah, we really did. There's still multiple. I still have one. And that's, I'm current wife to that one. So I still have that one.
I didn't know you got current wife's back. Or current husband's back.
Oh, I never gave it back.
I thought he changed his account.
No, he just got a new card for himself, so I still have the other one. That's current. Yeah, say less. Oh, yeah. I was like, well, you should have said so. There's a lot of things that I need for my mental health. The Kentucky Derby, Disneyland, Mexico. I still have a party booked, apparently. We'll go.
Really? We can make anything happen.
Oh, yeah.
A week on the boat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You said you wanted an upgrade of your boat, so I just put it on your credit card.
Say less. You can thank me after the party.
You can thank me. Yeah. Consider this a wedding present and our honeymoon we never got.
It's cheaper than the ring that you didn't buy me.
Okay, now, underrated or overrated? Sharing your location. I've seen the good and the bad.
I feel like it depends on what your intent is, because when people force someone to share their location because they want to stalk them and know what they're doing every waking second.
And it still isn't good enough, just talking from experience.
Change the pillowcase. ridiculous. But like,
I feel like it can really backfire on you when somebody just is overly obsessed with it, even though you're doing nothing wrong.
But then I also feel like I've personally had such, it's been a benefit in my life. And the only times that I feel like, I don't even know if he ever checks it. And the only times I check it is when I can't get a hold of him because I get anxious that I can't get a hold of him. But it's never became an issue. I've never cared. Oh, this is where you are.
We friended so hard. I just want our listeners to know that we best friended so hard that I'm in their location on Life 360. It's named The Third Wheel, and I'm in it.
But then there's people that, like, take advantage, and they're like, oh, my gosh.
I think it can go way too far, and people do it way too soon in relationships, and it becomes an issue when it didn't really need to become an issue.
But then there's people like your situationship. It's never been an issue.
No, it's never been an issue. And it was merely for the fact of like knowing that
safety.
He was, yeah, safety for both of us. Exactly. And I know that he looks at it sometimes. I don't know if he still does. But
we know. Every time he's brought it up that, like, when we knew he was watching, it was just like, hey, it's 6 o'clock in the morning and you're at the hospital.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Safety. Exactly. And I'm like, hey, I would like to know that you're not, like, dead on the side of the road because you just had major surgery. But, like, my old relationship, major issue. Even when I was at home, it was an issue. Surrounded with cameras, I think my vote is overrated.
I have control issues, so... I agree that they're probably overrated, but there's been times, like, I feel like I want everybody's location just so... Dude, when I have your location, and I call you and call you, and you don't answer, and I look at your location, I'm like, oh, she's at work, it's cool. Versus when I call you and call you, and then I look at your location, and you're at home, I'm like, no, you're going to answer.
Yeah.
And so I love it, but I do see how it gets messy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Brooke. Like, she'll text me and be like, just checking where my little Sim is, like, making sure my Sim is tucked in for the night.
Well,
and so
especially,
I know, like,
dude,
it can be funny.
When you...
nickname me Dora the Explorer, because you never know where I'm going to be.
When you went missing after we went to the bar on Saturday, you bet I checked your location. And I was like, cool, if she doesn't move in the next, like, hour, we're sending out a search party.
As I'm in the middle of the hills by windmills with people that I had no idea that turns out has multiple charges.
And guns.
My mom will never know that. Mom, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. And I did get rescued. Super overrated. Nothing screams someone cheated faster than a shared Facebook or Instagram account.
Cringiest thing to
yes.
me. I don't see a good reason as to why.
No, what is the benefit? We need to have someone on here that has one.
I don't
so
know
that
anybody
know.
That
I
has
know.
One.
I'm going to have to do some research. Because I genuinely am curious. Because it has to be someone cheated. Honestly.
Trust issues for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
And most of the time, I'm sure that they have their another account. They have to.
I just, anytime I see that, I can't help but automatically think, so things aren't going well.
Yeah, so it is not going well. When is he ever doing well? Underrated, overrated. Sexting. I think it might be underrated. As you get older, and in marriage, I guess.
Right.
But also, I think as you get older. I think, obviously, I'm not going to be like, in detail, back and forth, what you want to do to me. But a little, I don't know,
like
spice
foreplay.
It up every once in a while. Yeah, if you're on a trip, send a little picture where your tits look good in a bikini. Yeah,
right.
Send it.
I agree.
Like, get it.
I think that... It takes away from things becoming so mundane, and...
Yes. It keeps, like, a spice a little bit.
Unless you say something and then you don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely going to have to follow through. Uh-huh.
But I think that it can be fun, and it can give you confidence to maybe say something you wouldn't say face-to-face. Like,
yeah.
Even in a marriage...
Yeah.
You could just, I don't know.
Right.
Just let your inner freak out for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think that there's a time and a place for it, but I think vacation, if your significant other's just at home, or your talking stage situationship, boyfriend, husband, whatever, girlfriend, is at home, to send them, if your tits look good, your tits look good. Like, blue strips, bad tits, and strip club. Get it, girl. In no form is an unsolicited dick pic okay. Nobody wants that.
Nobody
wants
it. I've never heard someone say, so I got this dick pic, and then?
And then, yeah. No. No.
Every
it
time.
It kills the conversation. It kills the mood.
Kills the vibe.
Girls just move on with life. Like, really, we'll probably show our friends as in, oh, my God. But not in an, oh my God, I can't wait to get home and get boned. And an, oh my God, should I delete him or not? Nobody wants that.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Even if I was married for 15 years, I'd be like, do I need to check you into a mental facility? Why are you sending me that?
Yeah, I've seen that before. Keep it in your pants until I get home.
I think there's definitely a time and a place, and where it, not for a dick pic, because there's never a time and a place for that. But for, like, spicing things up.
That's simple conversation. Like, yeah, you just say something.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to get home and bend you over the counter. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right. That is much more effective than a dick pic.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
They go two opposite ways.
Oh, yeah.
You say you're like, oh, I'm going to pull your hair later. I'm like, say less.
Say less.
You send me a dick pic and I'm like, cool, girls'
I'm like,
night.
Oh, I'm actually not coming home tonight. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm actually out of town.
Oh, I just started crocheting at the old folks' home. Sorry. They stay up real late these days.
Yeah. I'm doing my volunteer hours. Sorry. I'm at prayer group.
The church needs cleaned. I'll come back another day.
We kind of talked about this and we said it was underrated, but I think that this is an overrated situation. The constant FaceTiming in early stages.
I think there's a difference between FaceTiming to have, like, that connection and then FaceTiming to be, like, controlling. Because sometimes I think people are FaceTiming because they're, like, they want to see, like, where you're at and who you're with and what you're doing. Like, don't FaceTime me because you're being nosy. FaceTime me because you want to have, like, a conversation face-to-face, but it's, like, not, you're not able to do so because of, like, circumstances or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I also think, like, if you're with somebody, like, say you're having, like, a girl's night, and then he has to FaceTime you, no.
Yeah. I agree. I agree.
That's
there should be boundaries.
Yeah. Because then that's, like, he's, like, taking away from your time.
Like,
Do that on your own time.
We don't need that.
You can FaceTime on your time.
This is a girls' night. We're here to get drunk. We're here to have fun.
We're here to talk shit.
We're here to talk shit. Maybe go skinny dipping. We'll go find a bar. Okay, an underrated to me is, like, a get home. Did you get home text? Like, did you make a home text? Or text me when you're home. And then actually, like, this is a thing, though, is if you say, let me know and text me when you get home, and I text you when I get home, and you don't reply, then fuck you. I'm not texting you I made it home next time. Or if I don't text you when I got home and you don't text me asking me if I got home safe, then also fuck you. So,
oh, for
like,
sure.
This is probably why I'm single. But also, like, what the fuck?
You can't say text me when you get home and then, like, 20 hours goes by and they never text you and you're, like, not worried about their safety. If I say...
Right.
Text me when you get home, and then I don't get a text in, like, 20 minutes or whatever the time should be. I'm going to text you and be like, bro, did you make it home?
Yeah, exactly.
But I also think that text you when you get home should be, like, an unspoken rule in certain situations. Like,
yeah.
In certain conditions.
Like, if I'm leaving at 5 a.m., sneaking out the door, like, I'm not going to text you when I make it home. Underrated. Overrated. I personally think it's overrated morning sex.
Overrated?
Yeah.
Why?
I am an avid teeth brusher. I carry a toothbrush in my purse. So, like, if I have to get out of bed to, like, sneak out of bed to go do that, like, I don't care about my makeup or my hair or whatever. But I love to brush my teeth first thing in the morning. And if I don't, I feel disgusting. And so then I just feel like the disgusting is just, like, meshing. But if my teeth are brushed, yes.
Okay,
it's
well,
on.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that makes sense, but I would...
Like, it sounds hot, but morning breath is real.
Oh, for fucking real. But there's a time and place where that could be super hot. Say you're, like...
Vacation.
You're both, like, get up and you're, like, getting ready, and, like, then he's, like, gonna do you on the bathroom counter.
Yeah.
Like, that's hot.
Right, right.
If you're, like, laying in bed and... They smoked a pack of cigarettes the night before. Like, no, that's not.
You came
not.
Home from the bar. You don't know how you made it back to bed. Like,
like they threw up twice.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Nobody wants that.
Count me out.
But I, like, think, you're on vacation. You, like, get out of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, let's do this. Totally not overrated.
Yeah, I'm really big on brushing my teeth. I know you're saying that. But, like, maybe Crest will sponsor me. Or Sonicare. Like, I don't know, either or.
Listerine.
So I feel like getting up to brush your teeth does ruin the mood. So I totally get that. But then again, when I think back, like, I have had that multiple times and been fine. So it's just something, like, you both just know that it's just the morning and it is what it is. And it's fine.
That's fine.
Like, just in
general.
But that
could be in,
like,
the middle of the day.
I judge people. I literally didn't go on a second date with this guy who planned... an entire first date that was amazing. Honestly, such a great date. Went to lunch, in a different town, took a drive around the beautiful lake, and I literally didn't go on another date. For one, I realized I was definitely not over another person, and so I needed some time. But also, he had, like, a weird gap on the side of his teeth. Like, at least he definitely brushes teeth, but, like, that is just a no-go for me. Like, I love my teeth. I'm a six-monther at the dentist, besides when I had nose surgery. I think underrated things, too, are, like, just, like, making out. Like, even though it's, like, nowadays, if you just, like, stopped at making out, then that's weird. But I feel like the making out that leads up to sex is hot.
Well, yeah, but at 30 years old, who just makes
no,
out?
No, I'm not saying just making
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Somebody, it's really, we're no. really quick now to right, just, like, move that. Straight right. into, like, let's just do it.
Right.
Almost like you're not going to. You want to, but you can't yet. And then leads to it.
I thought you were saying...
As long as your teeth are brushed.
I thought you were saying that you missed the times when you just stopped at making
no,
out. And I was like,
no,
I would,
no, no.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
No.
I would just walk away.
No. Yeah, I would be like, well, this is over.
It took me longer to put my clothes back on. This is not
exactly.
For me.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Overrated. Underrated. Overrated. Shower sex. I hate shower sex, but I'm short, and so I feel like... Every one of us is not in the water, and usually it's me.
Nobody's
because I'm
ever.
Short.
That's I don't care. I'm not short, and half the time I'm like, I'm cold now.
Yeah,
but
you're
I feel like
freezing.
It's an
you're
angle.
Shivering. I really need my lotion at this point because the water hasn't touched me in minutes. It's slippery. I don't really know what you want me to do in a shower.
But
I'm not Spider-Man. I can't climb the fucking wall. But then again, going back though to the top time of my life. That was a part of it, which I came out with the bruises from the rock in it. But yeah, put me up against a wall, like, 100%.
Right, but that can't be your daily go-to Mm-mm. at home, Mm-mm. in your own shower.
No, no. Vacation.
Oh, we stayed at a resort and they had, like, a bench. Mm-hmm. That is what that was for.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
yeah,
at home, totally. I'm going to step on the razor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just bought that conditioner. I don't want to knock it over.
I'm tired.
I don't even want to wash my hair. It's not hair wash day. No. And
are you drowning? Have you ever been when you're in the shower?
Yes.
And the nozzle's just hitting you in the yes. face? You're like, I don't know if I
yeah.
like
and
being
and then I
waterborne.
Feel like I'm a whale at SeaWorld, like, and they're, like, spraying me down. Like, or I'm, like, an animal at the zoo with the glass. No one wants to see this.
You
this
ever
isn't
stepped
hot.
On the shower curtain.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're
okay,
like...
I actually have a really funny story about that for my first engagement guy.
Oh, God.
We were in the shower together. And I vaguely remember this part, but at the end of it, then he caught the shower curtain, but when he caught it, the whole rod came down with the shower curtain and he slipped in the process. So he was just sitting and it was a shower tub combination. And so he was sitting in the tub with his feet in the air over the side of it with the shower curtain and the rod in his lap, like entangled,
sweating.
The water spraying everywhere. I thought trying to bathe my dog was a bad time. But this was hilarious. And I couldn't stop laughing, which made him even more mad, which made it even funnier to me because that just, like, really riles me up. But the fact that he was just laying there like spread eagle with the shower rod and shower curtain while he's just sitting in the bathtub and the water spraying him in the face, like, and he's just like, what the fuck? Like, oh my God.
I am, like, accident prone to slipping and falling. Is that I'm going to slip and fall and, like, knock
That's
myself out in the shower. And then the paramedics have to come and, like, what does my husband say? Like, oh, we were just fucking. I had her bent over and she knocked herself out on the spell. Like, what? I don't really
they
know.
They take him into questioning. Like,
was this
how's your home life? Do you feel safe at home? Like, yes, but not around myself. Well, thanks for joining us on our first little episode here, and we have lots more to talk about, and we will see you next week. We'd love to hear what your underrated and overrated topics are, so email us at offhermeds2s@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear you. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next week.